with the iPad, Apple kicks Microsoft in the OS. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. At the Comdex trade show back in 2000, Bill Gates waxed poetic about the future of tablet computers. Prototype tablets running Microsoft software came out a year later. But Microsoft-based tablets never left the niche stage, and so the company might be feeling kind of bad right now that Apple is getting a lot of attention for its new iPad tablet computer. Ina Fried covers Microsoft for CNET News. She says Microsoft tablets failed to gain mass market status for a couple of reasons. First, they were too pricey.
At least in the early days, the kinds of tablets that Microsoft was coming out with added a fair amount to the cost. You had a stylus that was active and cost more. You had these special screens, and there weren't selling a lot of them, and volume is what helps bring down costs. So they added a lot to the cost of the PC, and the software just didn't really sing. You know, you could write on them, and it definitely did a good job of replicating the handwriting, but just like I can't read my own handwriting, the computer wasn't much better. So that was definitely a downside of these early tablets. But I think a lot of it is there just weren't enough out there to really excite software developers to sort of redo the way that they create software. And I think that is a key when it comes to a tablet being useful. You can't have software that requires a keyboard and mouse. It has to really be designed for the tablet.
What do you think the feeling and mood is in Redmond right now, Microsoft headquarters, with Apple coming in with a tablet device and getting lots of attention and lots of buzz for it?
To the degree that Apple is successful with this, I think you'll have people in Redmond banging their heads against a wall. I mean, nobody has spent more money trying to popularize the idea of a tablet, and to see somebody else come in, and even some of the conservative forecasts, Apple will probably sell more tablets this year than Microsoft does in several years, which, you know, has got to be disappointing. There's another team in particular that worked on a project called Origami a few years back that I think really has to a little bit be kicking themselves, in that their vision was pretty similar to this. It was to have a device with, you know, basically all day battery life, cost around $500 for mostly entertainment, touch-based use. And I think it is definitely a failure on Microsoft's part that somebody else is coming to market with that first.
So how is Microsoft likely to respond to Apple's iPad tablet?
I think we'll see a couple things happen probably around the middle of this year. I think we will see some slate form factor, meaning this kind of size and shape that we've seen with the iPad, from traditional PC makers. HP showed a prototype of one. And I think the difference, it'll be really an interesting showdown, because it will be Windows 7 with its touch features against the iPhone operating system. So I think it'll be a really interesting comparison of what is it people really want to do with these devices.
Ina Fried with CNET News. We should also mention there are high hopes for Linux-based tablet computers as well. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.